Therefore, it's called a chazaka. That's called, how the Mishnah says again, haziz a tefach yesh to chazaka. A ziz up until a tefach, there is called a chazaka. And therefore, the yochol limchay, that the bal hachotzer, he should be moich, he should protest. Like if he does not like it, if he holds that your beam projecting out into my chotzer stops me from using my chotzer, it bothers me, so he should have made a machor, the yochol limchay. That Rashbam says, kloima, that the Baal HaChotzer has a right to protest right away and tell the Baal HaKosom, I don't want you to put out a ziz into my chotzer. And we do not say the Chiddush is lo yamrin and zenen and zera in the chotzer. But one svar should be is, what do you lose out? What do you care if your friend on the top of his wall he has a beam projecting out a tefach into your chotzer? Why should that bother you? So once for Shabbi, it's called Zenener, the Zerei Nechoser. She should have no right to stop him. That's the Chiddush no. Devada Ike Chasorin. For sure, the Baal HaChotzer is going to lose out. And we'll see in the Gemara, why he's going to lose out. So that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that the Yochol Imchais. What's going to be Pochas Mitefach? Let's say this beam that's projecting out from the wall into your Chotzer is less than a Tefach, then Ein Lechazoka. That has no Chazoka. In other words, even though the owner of the chotzer kept quiet for 3 years, later, whenever he wakes up, he has the right to say, I don't want you to do it. Or else he has the right to build underneath it, even though he's going to take away the use of that beam. And v'yen yochol limchos, the Baal HaChotzer has no right to stop him. In other words, this small amount, just a pochus mitefa sticking out, that does not harm you at all. Here it's a case of zenen of zerei nechoser. Like the Baal HaKosom having enjoyment, like we'll soon see, he could hang things out there. And since it's only coming a tefach into your chotzer, it shouldn't bother you that much. Therefore, you should not be moicha, you should not bother you. Yeah. The more so like this. Omer Rebbe Asi, Omer Rebbe Mani, V'yamrilon, some say Omer Rebbe Yaakov, Omer Rebbe Mani, Hechzik betefach, Hechzik bedalit. Once your beam comes out of tefach, and as you have a chazaka, you use it already for 3 years, this beam sticking out into your neighbor's chotzer, a tefach, so automatically, hechzik bedalid, like you have a right to use even daldams. So you have to know what does it mean. The Gemara says, my comma, what's going on here? What do you mean to say? Bechura, you only made a tefach, you only made a chazaka, one tefach. So maybe you only have a right to use one tefach. Who says you have a right now to make the beam, project the beam even out further? Maybe the Baal HaChotzer wasn't meicha, because one tefach he could take it. But how do you have the right now to project your beam even four tefachim? Some Rabbi Abaye says, this is what the Braisa means to say. Hechzik roichav tefach b'meshech arbo, if your beam sticking out now into your neighbor's chotzer goes out four tefachim and it's wide a tefach, that's how big your beam is. Your beam sticking out, projecting out, is wide a tefach and it's going out long into his chotzer four tefachim. If so, then the svar is hechzik roichav arbo. Then the svar is you have a right to use 4x4. In other words, that's the sheer choshev, 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. The Rashbam says, "Hachi kam hechzik beziz shurochav tefach." Right now, your beam is only wide a tefach, but biyorech dalal tefachim, it's long into the chotzer 4 tefachim. Boilet minakosel luchut, it sticks out of your wall 4 tefachim. Now the chiddush is hechzik nami beziz shurochav dalal adalid. Once you use this type of a beam for 3 years and the owner of the chotzer is not meichem, now you have a right to put out a beam 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Why? The chivon the niyach le'orech shel mokom, once he let you already use the beam sticking out 4 tefachim, is nisratza le'nana b'rochvoy. He'll for sure wouldn't mind if you use it now a square like 4x4. Tiye mokom choshev pokos medal v'adalet. Because that's not choshev less than that. So once he let you stick it out 4 tefachim, for sure you can have a beam the width of 4 tefachim also. Because once he gave in any one way, either the width or the length, 4 tefachim, it's as far as the other way could also go out of 4 tefachim. That's the Kiddush what they said. That hechzik betefach, if your beam is only wide 1 tefach, but it's long 4 tefachim, is hechzik bedalid. You have a right now to make the beam also 4 tefachim wide. Now, the Mishnah says, pochus mitefach, let's say the beam that's sticking out is less than a tefach, ein lo chazoka. You have no chazoka, which means if the Baal HaChotzer wants to build something underneath that beam, he has the right to. But v'yein yochol limchos, he can't stop you from sticking it out either. Omer Rav Huna said, Loishonu. When does the Mishnah say this halacha? Loishonu. Ela bal hagag v'bal hachotzer. Only the bal hagag. So Rashbam explains, like Rav Huna is explaining the Mishnah, what do you mean en yochel imchis? What do you mean that you can't protest, you can't stop him? So who can't stop who? So Rav Huna says, only the bal hagag v'bal hachotzer. The bal hagag cannot stop the bal hachotzer. The bal hagag, ela bal hagag v'bal hachotzer. Rashbam says, ela bal hagag shu bal haziz, the one that's sticking out his beam, the bal hachotzer. The en yochel imchis boy, v'loimer al tishamish b'ziz shali. The Mahev said, bal hagag. But what happened here? The one you had, your wall or your roof, you have a beam projecting going out into your friend's chotzer. So now your friend now wants to hang up his suit, wants to hang something on that beam. So the Baal HaGag has no right to stop the Baal HaChotzer from using that hanger light. That's what the Mishnah means. And Yochel Limchus means that the owner of the projection here, the Baal HaGag, cannot stop the Baal HaChotzer from hanging his things on this hook. But the other way, Avo Baal HaChotzer, the Baal HaGag, Yochel Imchis. But if the one that owns the Chotzer does not want the Baal HaGag to stick out his projecting, his hook, so he has the right to stop him. That's not the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Yochel Imchis only means you can't stop the Baal HaChotzer from using it. But if the Baal HaChotzer wants to stop the Baal HaGag from putting it out, he has the right to stop him. We'll soon see why. The Torah says, "But Baal HaChotzer, Yochel Limchos Baal HaGag, Shloyotzi Ziz Pochot Metevach Betchila, Inamish Lishtamish Beziz Shoyotzi Kfar, Vneishu Elyon, Ukesh Yovel Lishtamish Yira Bialila Zu BaChotzer." Because the Baal HaChotzer is afraid that when the Baal HaGag starts to use this projecting this beam for a hanger light, you can start looking into my chotzer and you see what I'm doing. And therefore the bee has a griya. Like, I don't want you to look into my chotzer. Therefore, if the Baal HaChotzer sees that the Baal HaGag is sticking out a hook there, like a projecting a beam, he has the right to stop him from sticking it out. Even though it's less than a tefach, but he gets fine, it's going to bother me. You're going to have a hezegriya here, you're going to see what I'm doing. That's what Rav Huna holds. Now, Rav Yehuda says, afilu Baal HaChotzer v'Baal HaGag en yochel imchis. He holds known that the Baal HaChotzer, even though he does not like the idea that the Baal HaGag is putting out a beam into his chotzer, but he can't stop him. Because together, like Zenyan and Bezalei Chotzer, what do you care if your friend puts out a beam, it's only small, less than a tefach, it's not bothering you. So you have no right to stop him. The Gemara says, what's the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? Leima, let's say, the hezek riya kemiflugi. I tell you, the machlokes is in hezek riya. This type of the hezek that somebody else is going to look into your chotzer, and therefore you're not going to be able to do private things there. It's not going to bother you. So is that called a hezek? Do you have a right to stop him from doing it? Masavah Shmei Hezek. I tell you, Rav Huna holds yes. Masavah Shmei Hezek. That's Rav Yehuda. No, because that's Rav Huna. Rav Huna. Rav Huna is the one that says that the Baal HaChotzer has a right to stop the Baal HaGag from putting out his beam, from not to use it as a hook to hang things. So you should not look down into my chotzer. I have a right to stop you, because Rav Huna holds Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek. The fact you're going to look into my chutzpah and I'll be embarrassed to do private things there, that's called you're damaging me. And I have a right to make you stop. I have a right to stop you. Well, Masav Rav Yehuda says, no, you cannot stop him. Masav are lav shemay hezek. It's not called hezek. He's not doing any mice of yadayim. He's only looking into your chutzpah. Stop the fact he's looking. That's not called hezek. You have no right to stop him. So maybe that's the machlokes. And we had this machlokes. Now, Bezim and Bezim had a machlokes about this. Hezek riya shemay hezek, uloy shemay hezek. The Gemara says, and then we came out, Taka, Maskona, there was Hezek, Riyah, Ishmei Hezek. The Gemara says, here also, Loi, that's not the Pshat, that's not the Machlokes over here. I'll tell you really the Kula, Yahal, and everybody holds, Shmei Hezek. Both Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna both hold that if you want to do private things in your chotzer, and somebody's going to look into you and stop you, you have a right to stop him. It's called a Hezek, he's not allowed to do it. If so, how come Rav Yehuda says here that the Baal HaChotzer is not allowed to stop the Baal HaKoysel from putting out his beam? Why not? Gemara says, "V'shani hochi diyomalei the tashmishta loychazi." Listen, I'm only putting out a chatzi tefach. A chatzi tefach you can't use anyway. I'm not taking away from your chotzer. L'may chazi, what is it fit for? only to hang something on it. So what's the problem? That I may hang my clothing, I'll hang something on this like hook. So what are you afraid about? That when I hang it out, I'll look into your chotzer. So I guarantee you that mahadarna apoi putalinevei. I guarantee you that when I go to hang something out on this hook, I'll turn my face around and I will not look in your chotzer. And that's not a tashmish kavua like. It's not a big bean. It's only less than a tefach. So that's Rav Yehuda's svara. Here it's not called a real hezek. Because the guy will tell you, I'll be careful when I hang things out there that I will not look down into your chotzer. Vidach, what does Rav Huna hold? Rav Huna says, no. Amalei, vidach, amalei, zimnen devisus. Sometimes you're going to be afraid. Like when you're out there on top of your wall, wherever you are, on top of your roof, hanging something on this beam that's sticking out, sometimes you get scared. You're afraid you may fall. So what do? You can't afford to turn your head around and just hang it out. You're afraid you may fall. So because of that, you're going to have to look at what you're doing. So if your Rav Huna holds, it is called a hezek. It's called a hezek riya shmei hezek. That by you putting out your stuff out your window, hanging it on that beam, you're going to be looking down at the other person's chotzer. So he has the right to say, I don't want you to do that. You're bothering me. That's called hezek riya shmei hezek. Now the Mishnah says, Lo yivchas adam chalonoisov lechotzer ashutzim. You're not allowed to open up your windows facing somebody else's chotzer that belongs to two people. So Rashi says, Yesh lo b'shutfis. And also, Mishum hezek riya. There's hezek riya involved. Like right now, those people down there in the chotzer, they could do private things. Nobody's looking there. If you're going to open up a window on your wall, you'll be able to look out there. You're going to make them stop doing their private things. That's called hezek riya shmei hezek. And therefore, you're not allowed to do it. So lo yivchas adam chalonoisov lechotzer ashutfim. We'll see in the Gemara why it says shutfin. Even a private person should be the same way also. There it's a chiddush, even shutfin. Even though two people are using the chotzer, still it's called, you're going to ruin it, you're going to be mazik them. Now, lokach beis b'chotzer acheris. If you buy a house in another chotzer, lokach beis b'chotzer acheris. The locher is, lo yif chesena, you're not allowed to open up a window there either. B'chotzer ashutfin. So Rashbam says, "Blokach bayis v'chotzer acheres asomach lezeh chotzer." You buy another house near this chotzer. Leiv chasenu lechotzer ashutfim. Yavagav yesh lechelik v'chotzer. Even though you have a partnership in that chotzer, you bought a house there, and yochol lerabas leim achsanoyim. You're not allowed to bring more traveling, more people through there. So leiv chasenu poshim means you shouldn't open up a door into that chotzer. Leiv chasenu, Rashbam says, if you're going to open up a door from your house into the other chotzer, you're going to have more people going through that chotzer and people don't like it. So therefore, let's say, if you're building upstairs, agabe base on top of your house, you own one house, and you build now an upstairs, is loyev chasenu lechotzer. Again, you're not allowed to make a new pathway opening from the chotzer to go upstairs. Again, because you're going to be marba. At the beginning, you only have a right just for you to go into the chotzer. The other people don't give you a right for these other people, the tenants living upstairs, to go into the chotzer. The chotzer ashutzim. Even though few people use that chotzer already, you have no right to add new people using it. Elim rotza boines hacheder lefnimi beisoy. If you want to, you could build a room inside your house. But not to build it a ubayna aliha agave beisai. That's what you should do. You should build like an upstairs that there should be a ladder that you go from that upstairs into your house. So you don't have to go straight into the chutzar to go into your house. Shabbam says, Posecha teg beisai, Techivon aderech pesach shaloi, Yaitzel mechotzer and terech of neachotzer, Sheina marba leim diurin. But since he only uses your front door, that's okay. The Gemara will explain. To open up another door, that's bad. But just that the upstairs should come down through your house and use your front door into the chotzer, that's okay. We'll see in the Gemara why. Now the Gemara says, "Ma'iru lechotzer ashutvim afilu lechotzer chaveru nami loy." What does the Mishnah start off to say? Lo yivchas adam chalanoisov lechotzer ashutvim. That if you have a wall there, you're not allowed to open up a window facing a chotzer that belongs to shutfim. Why? Because it's hezek riya, you're going to stop them from doing private things. Lechura, not only if they're shutfim, lechura, even if it's a private backyard, should also be the same halacha. Samara says, true, but lo mi boy kama, not only this, but even that. Loi mi boil a chotzech averoi. The loi, not only to of your private property, a private reshut, that if you have your wall and you want to open up a window now, that you may be able to look into somebody's private backyard, that's pshita that it's also. Because that's a big hezekriya. Since he's the only one using that chotzer, he could really do private things there. So by you putting up the window, you're going to stop him. Avol a chotzer ha-shutfin. Di'ikul ha-meimah. Soif, soif. But I would have thought to say maybe if this chotzer belongs to two people. So anyway, neither of them could do things really privately there, because each one of them has to be afraid of the other shutif. So maybe now if a person wants to open up a window, looking into this chotzer won't be so bad. You're not really giving them any hezek, because they can't do anything private there anyway. Kamash Malon, no, that's the chiddush in the Mishnah, still it's also. Why? The Omalei. Because the shutfim and the chotzer have a right to say to the balakos like this. Adu idno, b'chotzer, b'bino, that's the new yiminoch. Up until now, I only had to be afraid in the chotzer. In other words, when you're not in the chotzer, so I can do what I want there. But hashtu now, I feel b'bayis nami b'bino, that's the new yiminoch. But now, even when you're in your house, I have to be afraid of you. Because now that you have a window that you can look into the chotzer, that's worse. That's also called a hezegriya. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So before it was easier to watch, just had to make sure you're not in the chotzer. That's all. Mashenke, now I have to be afraid even when you're in your house, you can look out the window and see what I'm doing. That's a bigger hezek. I have to be afraid much more now. Therefore, it's also to do it, hezek riya shemei hezek. Tana Rabbonu, learn like this. Maisa biyoda mechad. There was a story with one person, she posach chaloinov lechotzer ashutfim, that he opened up a window facing a chotzer that belonged to two people. He did an issa. Chonam, Mishnah says, lo yiftoich, and he went and did it.